Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I would be happy to look into the paragraph from the DPDPA where indeed we very clearly, in very strong terms, condemn trends like, for example, neo-Nazism, and I'd be happy to have a paragraph on that based upon the DPDPA language. It's just that in this very specific paragraph, which is on indeed textbooks and historical facts, the big discussion is, of course, what is the correct interpretation of historical facts and which role have the different partners and actors all played. And there was an agreement on how to phrase this in the language of the international decade. And I would just suggest for the smooth running of our meeting that we stick to the original. Do we want to say something additional, that we go to DPDPA language on that separately? We have these discussions quite often in New York as well. The position of the European Union on the resolution in which context these discussions usually take place is quite known. Therefore, I'd remain at my position.